This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
It's 7:40 and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone, Stone Ooh. And Tile Showrooms. So they've got the largest selection you'll find anywhere in Northern California to cater to any style and budget. That includes domestic and imported stone, tile, ceramic, porcelain, glass, handmade ceramics, mosaic tiles, and more. So they've got four Bay Area locations. They're open by appointment. Check them out. Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. And online at allnaturalstone.com. And give them a follow on Instagram. They post tons of stuff that will help you sort of get some great ideas.
Makes you want to redo something.
Yeah, when it's time to. Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been? Have you seen some things?
Oh, man, they have a couple things on there. I'm like, that's amazing. Yeah. I want that.
Give me. Like when they post super, like they posted some blue. I don't know if it was quartz or if it was granite, but there was a blue tint to all the stuff. They were like, you know, goofing on a blue Monday. But the colored ones really look so cool.
If you are bold, that's the place for you.
Yep.
If you're very traditional, it's also the place for you.
Yeah, it works too, right?
But
very traditional looking kitchen, in my opinion.
Look at that. Is that the Blue Monday one?
Oh, mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, that's we're looking Blue through Monday their Instagram right now. All Natural Stone, everybody.
So cool.
It really is. They have this one like cut. They cut it into these little flower blossoms. I just, some of it is so beautiful. I'm like, oh, I could do that tile.
We're talking about All Natural Stone's Instagram. Give them a look. Mm. All right, so it's Thursday, October 22nd, everyone. There will be a presidential debate tonight.
Okay.
That's at 6:00 on most channels. I also heard in an ad, I guess it must have been on Big Brother last night, but it looks like 60 Minutes is going to interview all four candidates coming up this weekend. So maybe that's something to watch if you're still undecided. Maybe that'll give you a clearer vision.
Is Leslie Stahl on that?
Yes. I don't know if she's still the one doing the interviews or not.
Well, she just did an interview. I read something and I didn't jump into it all the way because I knew we probably wouldn't talk about it. But I think he stormed out of an interview with her recently. And so I wonder if that's,
I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah.
I don't know. That could have been, you know, from years ago or just this most recent.
No, it's recent.
Yeah. Like yesterday, it was reported that President Trump walked out of the interview and then she was supposed to interview Pence and Trump together. But then Trump didn't go to that interview. So she just did them separately.
So is this the 60 Minutes stuff we're going to see? Oh, boy.
I don't know if it's premiering, but yeah, that happened.
Okay.
Well, that's what I saw the ad for it and thought, that might be something. I've already voted. So for me, I'm not looking for more info. But if you are, 60 Minutes has all four candidates on. That's what they're advertising. So tonight there's some football. New York Giants at Philadelphia. And that's at 5:20. Both teams stink. So I don't know. Maybe
so great game.
Want the NFL so badly?
Yes.
I'm going to go Eagles because I do that, but I don't expect them to play well or for it to be a good game. The Rays tied up the series in the World Series last night with the Dodgers, and I'd mentioned it earlier, so I'll mention it now because I didn't do the story earlier. It seems there are sharks lingering off the California coast in record numbers right now. So if you're considering a swim, you may want to also keep in mind. Now, they're saying most of this is down south, but you know what happens? We deal with extreme weather changes in California when we go from El Nino to La Nina, and both of those weather patterns are still sort of up in the air until it's official.
Right.
And so, like, La Nina weather pattern is set for this year, which may have kept the waters, you know, different off the coastline, and maybe that's the reason for the sharks. Who knows? But I do know we're fingers crossed for a good rainy season, right?
Well, always, right?
Please.
I'm more concerned about the sharks currently.
Well, that's
I don't like
that,
to hear about shark activity. I got a pretty important person in my life who seems to like to, you know, he's a chance taker.
I'm not, though. I really don't.
Why do you think I'm talking about you?
Oh, I'm not. You know what? There are sharks in the ocean. The end. Like, that's just a reality.
Right.
I do have these weird... Because, you know, Instagram, they show all these videos, all kinds of them. And I see them all the time. And I had this one that I watched where it's a guy on a kayak, which I don't do. And the kayaks usually go out past the surf line. They're out farther where the sharks, you know, are more likely to be swimming. And this shark was three times the size of this dude's kayak and swimming towards him. And I thought, oh, my God. What
don't
if it comes?
Fall out of the kayak.
Well, So I had this thought in my head, and only a scientist could probably answer this, so I'm only saying it because it's what went through my head, and no one will know the answer. But if that thing comes close enough to your little kayak, but it's three times the size of your kayak, do you swing your oar at it, or do you just sit quietly and hope it leaves?
No, you swing. You stab down into the water with
your
oar.
You strike first. That's what you do.
Get the hell away. Yes.
Oh, man.
Sharks they don't know how big they are. You know, they're just, like you always say, they're just all mouth and puny brain.
They're
like, eat things. So if something hurts it right off the bat, don't they just go find?
I don't know. I feel like I would be very torn about whether to attack or whether to just, you know.
Attack. Because what you don't want is for him to attack you and knock you into the water somehow, and now you're helpless and flailing around. Like, just attack. Just attack. Somebody, please give me a harpoon right now.
If it decides to start thrashing, it'll knock you out.
Or a tampon, whichever.
Oh, God. It's such a scary thing. But other than that, I don't think about it much. It's usually when I'm watching.
There's all kinds of dangers in the ocean, Vin. You know?
Well, sure.
I mean, the shark is one thing. I was on Instagram the other day. There was a video of a lady on a kayak, which is why I thought you were going to say this. This gigantic humpback whale breaches and falls right next to her, like rocks the whole.
Radical.
She is so lucky that didn't land on her.
Yeah, but she also has the best story to tell for the rest of
her
life.
And somehow has video of it. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I've been in the water with whales, and they are so neat. That is such a profoundly neat. And I've never been that close, obviously, but they do breach feet from you. You know, 10 feet, 20 feet. You see him blow.
And that thing where they jump out and fall down.
Damn,
what the
heck? That is
F,
so neat.
Man.
So beautiful.
Oh, it really is. Do you have the, is this the thing?
Yeah, this thing jumps and look how big it is.
Yeah, so it's like that, but it's 1 foot from the lady in the kayak.
Oh, that's not the video that you
saw, Sarah. That's not it.
Anyway, here are some of the popular baby names from babycenter.com. One of the things they mention here is Karen is dropping. It continues to drop in popularity. You know,
sorry,
with all
Karens,
of the political correctness around here, you'd think someone would jump up and defend the Karens. But
yeah,
you know, Karens have had it good for too long, I guess. You
all
know,
right.
It's time for them to suffer. Poor Karens.
Here are some of the top female baby girl names. Sophia, Olivia, Riley.
Right.
Unisex name. Mm. That's actually, I think, the only one that would be considered unisex. Emma, Ava, Isabella, Aria, Aaliyah, Amelia, and Mia are your top 10. For boys, it's Liam, Noah, Jackson, Aiden, Elijah, Grayson, Lucas, Oliver, Caden, and Mateo. Those are your top baby names.
Cute little baby names.
Yeah, I like
it. It's fun to think about that. I was thinking about that this morning, how I really, like, I love the name Eli. I think it's really pretty. But I just wish you'd named her Ripley. Like, she's such a Ripley.
I know. I really should have. You're right. And I mind effed myself in the hospital. I'm telling you, I was surrounded by a million papers. I had a pencil or a pen, and I'm sitting there with different lists, and I'm cross-referencing them, and I'm looking things up, and all the whole time, Ripley's right there. It's the name I want. I don't know why I'm not doing it, but I'm afraid that I'm going to be that jerk dad. Meanwhile, you know what? Not only is, so this is the thing, we both are like, well, we don't want to have them have a name that's hard to pronounce or someone's, and yet Isla ends up being Isla everywhere we go, so there's that, and now yep. Edie ends up being Eddie everywhere we go, and I'm like,
Isla and Eddie,
somehow
two,
we did it.
Children.
We did the worst possible thing we could have done, which is have them have to explain to someone every time, everywhere they go, it's Isla, not Isla, or... there's one D. It's Edie, not Eddie, but thanks.
Yeah. Edie.
Anyway, that's the thing. Think your name through. And for those of you who say, I'm going to keep it to myself. So no, run it by somebody.
Do it. Run it by. Sure. They'll point something out. They say, oh, well then the initials spell this. You don't want that. It's, you know,
right.
Oh boy.
And by the way, speaking of my kids, they might be in the car listening. Hi, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Hassan.
They're headed to Maka's
Ripley
right
and
now.
Ripley and Hulk,
so.
Baby. All right. They'll always be known as those things to me.
92% of couples that had to postpone a wedding this year because of the pandemic say they've already rescheduled. The most common date they're picking is about 1 year after their original date. So...
that's, you know, push it a year. That's
right.
About
they're right. Really hoping that everything will be back to normal here soon enough.
Or the caution fatigue will have reached a point where people are like, F it.
Right.
Which is, it's happening, this. People.
Push it.
Less than half of people
push
say they'll definitely go
good.
Back to shaking hands once this is over.
Not me.
I'm good with not. I've never really thought that was necessary, but I do, as I've matured or grown, I realize I want to show people respect if that's
and if they
the sign.
Reach a hand out
right if mm-hmm. you show me your hand I'll absolutely I my problem with handshakes one is you know sweaty guy or dirty hand or nose picker but also it's you know are you coming thumb up you coming thumb down you coming I mean I don't really want to be in this like you know weird look I just want to come thumb up let's do a nice normal handshake
right don't squeeze me too hard my old ass knuckles are just, they're sore
well you gotta start the approach from far away like you know so they see you
so
coming.
They see so which way it's coming
so they know
if you hear if you see
up,
this
down.
You know then I'm like oh do I yeah, slap
exactly.
you or is it a is it what's happening here are you reaching for something you're gonna
let
turn
see
over
the fist. That way it's a fist bump
yeah fist bump or elbow out like I'm good with the foot tap and I'm good with the elbow like I'm
oh
actually
my
getting
God.
Really good at those and
do you guys
I like
want to hear
yes.
one of the
yes.
it's a
to.
Story from the World Series but it's so stupid so this kid one of the guys on the I think he's a no he is a Dodger he had just hit a home run and he runs around the bases apparently he's got a bad shoulder but he was too excited for himself because he just hit a home run.
Right.
And he comes in, crosses the plate, and one of his boys jumps up, and they bump arms, and it knocks his shoulder out of the socket
oh.
right there. And so the rest of the team is, unbeknownst to them, as they're all lining up to give him some more high fives, he's suddenly like nursing this side of his arm, trying not to have anybody jar him. And he has to run back into the dugout and have them put the thing back in.
Oh, yikes. God. It was.
And the whole time you're like, dude, celebrations. I mean, really.
Well, you just, you know, you're thinking these are athletes. Of course I can whack hands with them. Is that the case? Like when somebody gets their arm out of socket, then it's forever able to be knocked out of socket?
It
or
comes
something?
Out more and more loosely. It. That's the guy.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
This is, it knocks it out, and then he's, now he's going to turn, and he runs right through, and he goes into the back, and he has to get that thing put back in.
Ow.
Yep.
Do they show it getting shoved back in? Because that always looks like it hurts, too. Oh, that poor guy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's out. Oh, my arm's out. That's, what a thing to have your arm be out. Oh, it's just floating inside my skin sack.
Yikes.
Like, it's just,
inside my skin sack?
Well, you know, it's like detached now. Like, what's, and everything's stretched. Like, oh, God, I'm holding on to the socket. Oh.
I am super out of time. So let me read a couple texts. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Isla and Edie. Oh, Isla and Eddie in the morning. Sounds like a great radio show.
Yeah.
Great.
Super. I hope radio's around for them to consider.
Me too. God, I love radio.
People who mispronounce those easy names are small-minded individuals that need more exposure to the real world and other cultures. Don't be upset about not stooping to that level to make it easy for them to pronounce names.
It's
but you know
people.
What? The
you
real world
know.
isn't as smart as we like to think, and that's it's a reality that people come up against. You know?
Well, and everybody who thinks that people don't know what they know, everybody thinks those people are dumb. And meanwhile, you're walking around mispronouncing something and people think you're dumb. So just, you know, how about just like explain it and don't, I don't know. It seems like it's an easy enough thing to explain.
Everybody's dumb. Just embrace it.
Everyone's dumb. We're all dumb. We're all dumb in some part of our brain. Science.
Da-da-da-da.
Or whatever. Just get out there and vote your stupid way.
My daughter is Cadence, and she gets called Candace everywhere.
Oh, well, sure, at first glance, that's what it would look like, right? Cadence. And it is nice to give a kid a unique name, but it's, you know, you do have to, you can't be mad. When so, like, Yuzette used to get mad. I'm like,
I know.
Yuzette, it's a standalone. No one's ever heard of it before. It's like Musette. It's not even really spelled like Musette.
Well, and who even knows the name Musette?
Well, like, at least you might, like, okay, maybe I've heard of that as like, a name, but Yuzette with a U-Z.
To know it by, though, and I'd be there like, I don't know that one either.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't know any of the names.
Let's see here. Oh, I'm so out of time. I'll read more of your texts later. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I got Ozzy. I've got a death. I've got... this boy, the Fleetwood Mac's dreams thing goes on and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.